The next patient is Samuel Garcia. The first name S-A-M-U-E-L, like in Lima. The last name Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A. This is a clinical case of a 62-year-old Hispanic male that had a history of N-terminal disease, most likely associated to the diabetes mellitus and also arterial hypertension associated to the metabolic syndrome, period. The patient underwent a kidney transplant on December the 22nd of 2022 in Tampa General Hospital by Dr. Wang, W-A-N-G, period. This is a cadaver donor. And the patient has been doing very well. At the present time, the patient is immunosuppressed with the administration of Myfortic 360 milligrams PO three times a day, tacrolimus 3 milligrams every day. The patient is not taking prednisone. The kidney function has remained stable. The serum creatinine that has been done on regular basis is around 1.2. The BUN is 16, and the serum electrolytes are within normal limits. There is no evidence of proteinuria whatsoever. Number two, arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading today is 146 over 90. The patient is not taking the amlodipine that he's supposed to be, 5 milligrams every 12 hours. The patient is recommended to start taking the amlodipine, 5 milligrams at bedtime. And if the diastolic blood pressure is above 85, he has to take one tablet every 12 hours. I have to commend Mr. Garcia because he has lost 14 pounds. He's 207. And the BMI has changed from 35.7 to 33. Following number, the patient has Mepron prophylaxis for CMV. Following number, the patient has a history of gout that is in remission. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. The patient is in very stable condition. A lengthy discussion was carried with the patient regarding the need for him to be in a sodium-restricted diet with a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours and take the medications as ordered and continue the regular blood test as per order by the transplant team in Tampa General Hospital every 3 weeks. We are going to give an appointment to see us in 3 months. The laboratory workup, we'll get a copy of it. We are going to send copies of this to the primary care, Dr. Sharma, S-H-A-R-M-A, as well as the kidney transplant in Tampa General Hospital.